Hello, friends. I'm Campbell. Welcome to the program. I hope that you are excited to learn with us over the next 3 days. We are going to be covering our career article for this month. I always learn a lot from these career articles, ways to improve my career, ways to improve what I do at work. So we hope that the things that we share with you over the next 3 days are helpful to you. But before we get into the article, let me introduce my panelists. We have Brendan here. How are you doing today, Brendan?
I'm doing well, Campbell.
Brendan, where are you from?
I am from the United States.
And you recently just graduated from college, right?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so you are on your way to starting a career in a different, in a job.
Yes, basically, yeah.
Yeah, okay, great. And we have Serena here. Hello, Serena.
Hi, Campbell. I'm happy to be here.
Well, it's good to have you here. Now, Serena, you've been in the job, in the working world for a while now.
Right. I've been in the job world for about 8-9 years now.
Okay.
So, know
all
how
right.
It works.
Yeah, so you have a little bit of a background, and then we have someone who's just getting ready to get started in the working world. So I think it'll be interesting to hear what you guys have to share. Now, as I said, today we are talking about our career article. Our article is on page 38 of our advanced magazine, and we will actually be covering 3 different articles over the next 3 days. We're going to be talking about ways to enhance your career. Now, what does this word enhance actually mean, Brandon?
It means to improve, to make better, and otherwise just sort of help it move forward.
Right, and I think that's something that all of us want to do in our careers. We want to be able to improve our work life or move our careers forward. So this should be very interesting and very helpful. Now, our deck here says some foolproof tips to help you collaborate, motivate others, or make a career change. Now, this word foolproof, what does that mean to you, Serena?
It's pretty much a plan that's easy to understand, and it's unable to go wrong.
Right. So if you follow these tips, it should help you to improve your career. And we are talking about 3 different things here. Number 1, collaboration, which we will be talking about tomorrow. Motivation, which we're actually going to be talking about today. And making a career change, which will be day 3. All right. So we have a lot to talk about. So let's get started. We are on page 38. So if you do have your magazine, please do open up and you can join us at the top of page 38.
Ways to enhance your career. Some foolproof tips to help you collaborate, motivate others, or make a career change. Suboptimal motivation. Barbara takes pride in her work and is vying for a promotion, but she can't succeed without Bob's help. How can she motivate him to do his best? According to leadership experts, she can't. The thing to understand is that we can't motivate others, says Dan Rockwell, author of the popular blog Leadership Freak. Not for lack of trying. People don't lack motivation, Rockwell says. However, they may be motivated not to do something. To understand why Bob is missing deadlines and submitting sloppy work, Barbara must first understand that he is not unmotivated, but rather suboptimally motivated, in the parlance of leadership speaker and writer Susan Fowler. Motivation generated by values and a sense of purpose. Optimal motivation is sustainable over a longer period and produces better results, Fowler says.
So some interesting thoughts here. I definitely feel my mind churning as we are reading this article. So we start off our title here saying suboptimal motivation. Now usually when we see the word sub, the prefix sub before a word, it just means not as or beneath the the ultimate value, right? It's not reaching the level that it could be reaching. So sub, it's under, and optimal, which just means something that's very favorable or to the best, right? So, but what does this word mean together, suboptimal?
I think it just pretty much means that it's not of a high standard.
Right. Yeah. So it's lower than the highest quality. It's not reaching the best that it could reach, right? So suboptimal motivation. It's not the best type of motivation. So we start off our article talking about Barbara. Now, Barbara takes pride in her work and is vying for a promotion. What does that mean? What is she trying to do?
When she's vying for, the word vie in this case means to compete with other people or to achieve or get something. Mm-hmm. In this case, what she is trying to do is she's trying to get a promotion. And in this case, you can make the argument that she is competing with her other coworkers mm-hmm. to get this promotion. She's right. basically trying to prove that she is the one who really deserves the promotion.
Right, exactly. And many of us do want promotions in our work, in our careers. That means maybe a higher salary, a better job position, more power, different things like that. So she's trying to go for this promotion, but there's a problem, right? She can't succeed without someone's help, right? Bob's help. So in order for her to succeed, she needs to get Bob to work better. So how can she motivate him to do his best? According to leadership experts, is that even possible?
Well, it says she can't. Right.
Right. So Dan Rockwell here says, the thing to understand is that we can't motivate others. How did you guys feel when you read this sentence?
Well, I think I agree and disagree. I think you can motivate people to a certain extent, like mm-hmm. with encouragement,
right.
Caring for others, sharing your own experience to inspire others. But I think that can only go so far.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was really surprised by this, but after thinking about it, it kind of makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you listen to people motivating someone, it's not so much them saying, hey, this is a good idea, you should do it. You're basically providing reasons for them to want to do it.
Right. Yeah.
So, I mean, I understand what you mean by, you know, agreeing and disagreeing, because, you know, we talk about others motivating people just as part of our language, but I kind of understand also what he's trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just sort of surprised. I never really thought about it that way before.
Right. I think the key here is our definition of motivation, right? I think a lot of times people try to motivate others by saying, come on, you know, you could do that. You should do this. Do it. You can do better than this. Like, come on, we need to work together. Let's get this done, right?
Right.
And that's kind of motivation, but it's not really working. But I think what you guys are talking about is inspiration, right? When you inspire someone, that's different than when you try to motivate someone, right? Motivating is kind of pushing them. But when you inspire them, you give them a reason to do something, right? So the next paragraph here says, people don't lack motivation. And when I first read this, I didn't really understand what he meant. After I read it a second time, I understand that it's not the fact that people are unmotivated, right? Mm-hmm. Everyone has motivation.
Right.
But the difference is, are you motivated to do something or are you motivated not to do something, right? So it's not the fact that we don't have motivation. Everyone has motivation, but which direction is it motivating you in? So that's what our article here says. They may be motivated not to do something. So to understand why Bob isn't doing his job and not doing it the best that in the best way that he can, she needs to understand that he's not unmotivated, right? It's not
right.
the fact that he's lacking motivation. It's just there's something that is not directing him in the right direction.
Right. Maybe he doesn't feel a sense of purpose in what he's doing. Mm-hmm. I think that has a lot to do with motivation, right?
Right.
Our personality, our values, you know, they play a huge role in our motivation.
Right.
Yeah. And I think when it comes to work in particular, there's a sort of a question of, am I going to get something out of it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when we do our job, we do work, we might not like it, but we know that we're going to get paid, and that payment makes the work worth it.
Mm-hmm.
In the case of, like, going for a promotion, he might feel like, yeah, I'm getting paid, yeah, I'm getting by with the work that I am doing.
Mm-hmm.
I see no reason for myself to work harder,
right,
because that will be more difficult, and there isn't a good enough reward for me at that
right.
point.
Yeah. And in certain workplaces, you know, maybe when you first get to the office, when you first start that job, you're really motivated, you're excited, and you want to contribute. But after a while, because of that work, that culture, or that environment, you realize that your contributions aren't being appreciated. You realize that you're getting shot down a lot, and people aren't acknowledging your work. And so you kind of start becoming motivated not to share, not to give out, because, you know, you feel like, well, what's the point? No one's going to listen to me anyway.
Right.
So you kind of become motivated in a negative way to not. And this is what we were talking about when we talk about suboptimal motivation. You're being motivated in a negative way, mm-hmm. right? And this is the parlance of leadership speaker and writer Susan Fowler. This is an interesting word, parlance. What is that?
Parlance, to in our vocabulary focuses, a group of words or style of speaking used by a particular group of people. When I heard that, I actually kind of thought of jargon,
mm-hmm.
which is, I think, almost a synonym. But I think if we want to really, like, parse out a difference, jargon is technical, much more technical. So if you're dealing with computers or high-tech equipment where you have very specific language you have to use, those
right.
people will understand each other. Whereas parlance is just, hey, we're all talking about leadership, so we're going to use this set of vocabulary
right.
or something.
Exactly. Exactly. So this type of motivation, they call it suboptimal motivation. So you want to try to find the optimal motivation, which is motivation generated by what?
By values and a sense of purpose.
Right. So knowing that what you're doing is making a difference, and you have this goal that you want to achieve, and also feeling that what this company is doing or what this work is contributing is something that is important to you, you know, these things are more sustainable, and they last over a longer period of time, and they produce better results, right? So, for example, I find great value in teaching and in sharing knowledge with people. So when I am given opportunities to teach on Advanced Radio or on Studio Classroom or on Let's Talk, I feel like I am adding value, and I feel like there is purpose, you know, and this is why we love hearing from students. Sometimes we sit in the studio and we stare at each other and we're talking to microphones and we wonder who it is that is listening to
right.
our voices and to our teaching, right? So we love hearing from students and we love hearing your response. So do write back to us and motivate us in a positive way. Give us optimal motivation. Let us know what you think and how you're receiving our lessons and whether you think that we are providing value to you. And if we are, we'd love to hear that. And that will inspire us to do an even better job for all of you. All right, so that was an interesting introduction to our article. Let's continue on the right-hand column of page 38.
Asking the right questions. So what is Barbara to do? She can start by asking lots of questions. If I worked closely with someone, I would take them to lunch and ask what they love most about their job, what energizes them, what projects they liked best in the past, Rockwell says. Then I'd ask what they found important or meaningful about those projects and why they were energizing. Simply asking of an underperforming teammate, "Why do you think the company paired us up on this project?" may reveal issues that can be addressed, Fowler says. Listening for phrases like, "I have to," or "they expect me to," can help Barbara determine which aspects of the project are draining Bob's energy. Understanding Bob a little better, Barbara can help him link the project not only to his skills but also to his values. They may decide as a team to reassign responsibilities so Bob feels purposeful and more connected to his work.
So we want to find ways to motivate people optimally, right? So we want to help them to find the optimal motivation. So what are we to do? Well, we are again talking about Barbara, and remember, Barbara, she takes pride in her work and she is vying for a promotion. She's trying to get a promotion, but she needs her teammate Bob to work better. So what can Barbara do to help Bob?
Well, it says here she can start by asking lots of questions. And he says here, if I worked closely with someone, I would take them to lunch and ask what they love most about their job, what energizes them, and what projects they liked best in the past.
Right. Okay. So this is from Dan Rockwell. Again, he's the author of the popular blog Leadership Freak. So he's saying, what can Barbara do? Well, take Bob out to lunch and ask him, right? Ask him these questions. What do you love most about your job? What energizes you? What projects did you like best? All right. So what do you love most about your job, Serena?
Here, I really like doing TV. Mm-hmm. And I always do feel that energy when I'm in front of the camera.
Mm.
So I think that's important to do. What you're passionate about and
right.
to let your other coworkers know,
right?
Because you don't want to start a job with something you don't like. You're mm-hmm. not going to be motivated.
Right.
Right.
Okay. All right, Brendan, you just started with us. What is something that, you know, over the past week or so that you've been with us that you have enjoyed most about your job?
Well, I really like radio. Just being able to talk with a group of people mm-hmm. and discuss something in order to create a larger, I don't want to say product, but I don't really have a better word.
Mm-hmm.
It's the fact that with any project that our company does, we have to actually work together
mm-hmm.
and bring different talents and put different pieces together
mm-hmm.
to make something. So
yep.
television, you need lighting, you need sound, you need cameras, you need wonderful actresses like Serena.
Mm-hmm.
You need all of these different things to be put together.
Mm-hmm.
And I enjoy being a part of the team that helps put it together, not necessarily
right.
being in front, but...
So collaboration.
Yes.
You enjoy collaboration. Okay, good. So then once you know what it is that they love and what it is that energizes them, and you guys shared a few things, then it's important to find out what it is that the coworker finds important or meaningful about the projects and why it's energizing. So Serena, you talked about the fact that you enjoy being in front of the camera and recording television programs. Why does that energize you?
I think the main reason why is because I'm actually comfortable with it.
Mm-hmm.
I've had past experience,
right.
so I kind of know what I'm doing.
Right.
You know, so if I, like for instance, when I first came to Studio Classroom, I've mm-hmm. never done radio, so I wasn't really motivated to do it. I was uncomfortable and unsure of myself.
Mm-hmm.
But when you keep on going, you slowly improve, and then you can also slowly get motivated.
Motivated, yeah. I think you have a very good point there, is that sometimes the things that we're not comfortable with, like the more we do it, the more comfortable we do become.
You right.
know, I remember when I first started on TV, I was not comfortable with it. I'd never done TV before. I'd done a lot of stage performance. Mm-hmm. I'd never done TV, and I was really uncomfortable with it.
Wow.
But, you know, the more we did it, I've been doing it for almost 14, 15 years now. So, you know, you kind of get used to it,
yeah,
right?
You're an amazing actor, Campbell.
Thank you. So then you kind of, and I mean, the first time I taught advanced and the first time I was on advanced, I was really nervous. I didn't know what to say, you know, but the more you do it, the more you get used to it.
Right.
And now we get to teach together and it's a lot of fun, right? And what is it about collaboration that you enjoy, Brendan?
Again, I think that it's the fact that every person has a very unique job and a unique skill
mm-hmm.
that if one person tried to do everything, they would just simply feel overwhelmed.
Right.
And when we all work together, it's sort of like many hands make light work.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that we all have a unique little thing about us really adds spice and flavor so that whatever we make is much better than if I were to try to do this by myself.
Right. Yes. So, see, this is an example, and then you get to know your coworkers better.
Right.
You get to know what it is that is motivating for them and what is it that they find challenging about their job. So this is actually a great way for you to be able to help people, right, and help them to find their purpose and joy in their work. All right. So on line 10, it says, simply asking of an underperforming teammate, why do you think the company paired us up on this project, may reveal issues that can be addressed. All right. So first we see the word underperforming. Let's break that up again. Under here is kind of similar to sub, right? It's a prefix just meaning that it's not up to quality, right? Under and performing. So they're not performing well. Why do you think the company paired us up on this project? That's actually kind of a brave question to ask, right? What do you guys think?
Yeah, I don't know if I'd be brave enough to ask somebody that question, but it is a good question, like,
sure,
to think about.
Yeah, I think it's very revealing. I think it would be very revealing. And then you want to listen for phrases like, well, I have to, or they expect me to, right? Because these kind of are signals for you that you know that they don't want to do it, but they feel that this is kind of being forced on them, right? Okay, so after asking all of these questions, Barbara can understand Bob a little better, and then she can help him link the project not only to his skills, but also to his values, right? So again, the idea of helping him to find purpose and helping him to find that, hey, this is very connected to your, you know, to what you're good at, right? So like Serena, you're really good in front of the camera. And here, you know, it's kind of similar. We just don't have the camera
right
in front of us, right? But it's the same, like we're talking.
Right. And it is more of a challenge.
Yeah.
But you don't really know what you're really good at until you actually do it.
Exactly. So. Yeah. And for Brandon, you know, being able to collaborate like this, I think it's great because everybody has different insights, right? And then you have a lot of unique insights from your own personal experience and the different things that you've gone through and your background. And then Serena has her background and I've got my background. And then we come together and we have different insights on this article and we bring different value to it.
Exactly.
So, it's really interesting. All right, so let's finish our article here, the last section here, be genuine.
Be genuine. In recognizing contributions, sincere gratitude goes further than praise when it comes to sustaining motivation over time, she adds. When you activate optimal motivation for yourself, Fowler writes, you provide more than a role model, create a ripple effect.
I love this. In recognizing contributions, sincere gratitude goes further than praise. I think it's always good to maintain an attitude of thanksgiving and to remember to thank people for what they've done.
Yeah, and this is something that I think really helps with the motivation because people really like feeling needed.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to get someone to do something, you don't say, you know, hey, can you do, you know, that's, I mean, it works. It's, you're being polite, but a more effective way is actually to say, hey man, I need you to do this. Because what that signals to them is that you need them and people like that feeling of being relied on.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Like even a simple thank you can go a long way.
Mm-hmm.
Like for me, I really like words of affirmation.
Right.
So when people just say like a simple thing, oh, like, thank you, Serena. I really appreciate what you did.
Mm-hmm.
It just really makes my day.
Right. Well, I want to thank you guys for what you had to share today. I think you guys added a lot to this program. And I always want to thank Marco, our audio engineer. He's the one that makes us sound really good. Thank you, Marco. Good
thank
job.
You, Marco. Thank you, Campbell.
And thank you, students, for joining us every single day and coming to learn from us, and we love hearing from you, right? And so we end our article here saying, when you activate optimal motivation for yourself, so the main important thing is you need to start with yourself, right? You need to find that optimal motivation for yourself. When you do that, you can provide not just a role model for others, you can create a ripple effect, which just means that other people see you working, and then they'll be motivated, and then other people will see them being motivated, and then they'll be motivated. It kind of creates this domino, you know, something affects something else, something affects something else, and it keeps going and going. It gets bigger and bigger and bigger.
I think smiling is a great ripple effect, right?
Yes, definitely. So let's all smile a bit more and laugh a bit more, bring a lot more joy to this world. All right, friends, we hope that today's article gave you some food for thought. As I said earlier, we always love hearing from you, so please do write to us, and also remember to check out our QR code at the top of the page. Well, join us back here again tomorrow for day 2 of this article. For now, we say goodbye.
Bye.